Welcome back to Crooked Spine Show. As we wrap up for 2017, I want to thank all the interviewees who contributed to the first 12 interviews that we had done at Crooked Spine Show. I also want to thank everyone who's listened to our podcast, watched the correlated videos, connected to these podcasts, understand I'm here to help you stay healthy, and thanks for sticking with me. So today's podcast is going to give you an actual highlight of each of the 12 interviews he's done so far. And the show notes can go directly to their podcast directly and also look at their highlights from the previous posts we've done. Since we'll be coming back on the 14th of January 2018, you'll have 2 weeks to go through this post and review which ones you haven't listened to and also go to their show notes too. Overall, see what you want to listen to get yourself ready for 2018 to get there and stay healthy. So I hope this podcast gives you enough information to understand the physical, the mental, the psychological, and the habits we have to form to get healthy and stay healthy, prevent surgeries, by using our own health insurance sometimes so our body can stay healthy on its own. I may shoot this in my home office, my work office, on the road, so hopefully the sound is decent quality for you, and let's get right to it. So in our first interview, we interviewed David and Jennifer of Studio 3 Yoga. And this allowed us to see and understand a yoga studio, how it works. With yoga, we want to focus on the breath, as David had mentioned. Also with Jennifer, we talked about how to give people a safe environment to get healthy, especially if you don't feel comfortable in a gym or a group setting. Okay, we talked about too, Dave and Jennifer both talked about how with body motion, it causes relaxation, brain stimulation, so overall body can de-stress in this type of facility or studio. Okay, Amber, one of the actual trainers, was a client before, now she's a trainer. She had injuries that she was not recovering with physical medicine and also with medication. Now she understands benefit with yoga to get herself overall healthy. And understand with yoga, there's different types of yoga, maybe more of a mental relaxation, more the breathing aspect or the physical aspect too. Men understand too, David mentioned, men actually get a good workout with yoga. He calls it men on the mats. Overall, your physical health gets better too and becomes very strenuous where you end up with a pool of sweat on your mat from all the work you do. Okay, so here's our wrap up for Crooked Spine Show number one. In our second interview, interviewed Dr. Bob of Rancho Optometry. He spoke about the need to understand the person behind the glasses, behind the contact lenses. Okay, help you understand that when you get eyeglasses, realize there's certain ones you need for working on your laptop, your phone, or on a distant computer, or even driving too, okay? The stress of being on a screen too can affect your vision, sometimes causing permanent damage. I'm also talking about motion sickness and how it's affected by your vision. Also the eye alignment, where if your eyes are lined up properly, overall can cause scoliosis and spinal and muscle conditions. Also the effects of medications causing blurriness and eye pressure, and understanding too how to detect eye infections. Okay, he's very thorough with information, so Dr. Bob, go to his podcast and see what he does. In our third interview, I interviewed Nathan, the owner of UFC Gym in Ontario, after his 1 year anniversary. This quick interview with Nathan allowed you to understand that the UFC Gym in Ontario, they're not a normal gym where you just push weights, do push-ups, or jump up and down, or go on the treadmill. They do classes where they push people, sometimes with gloves, with not, to do sprints, to push tires, things that are kind of fun for one in group classes, so your functional health gets better. This is my purpose with these interviews, understand how your overall body can get healthier on its own, so long-term your body can stay healthy outside the gym. So realize these trainers here at UC Gym Ontario are trained from corporate certifications, so overall they understand not only how you prevent injury, but also the initial assessment, so when you go there, you have fun, you don't have problems with muscle pain, joint pain for one too. And overall, your body gets healthy having fun, so you stay there and you want your overall life to get better and stay healthy. In episode interview number four, we talked to Jeremy, the owner of California Black Belt Academy in Upland, about his program with martial arts. His program focuses around not only kids but adults, but with the kids, he focuses on building their self-confidence and self-esteem through his Learning Life Skills program, a skills to where you can learn problems dealing at home, problems dealing at school, how to interact with other kids, how to, one thing, be a good person at home too, a good citizen for one too. Also with girls training in martial arts, how it affects your overall health along with their hormonal balances so body chemistry improves. and also too with Jeremy talked about the Mat Chat, where trainers like himself, also instructors like his wife, other instructors too, talk about how they dealt with issues when they're a kid. So as being an instructor, but also a mentor for these kids, right? So talk to Jeremy too. He's a great martial artist for one too, but a great person to talk to, how to help your kids grow up in a safe environment and stay healthy at the same time. In episode number five, interview number five, we talked to Ross Lockwood, the owner of a national company called Back to Work Massage. What he does is he interviews massage therapists, which is unique, across the nation. He has corporate companies that want massage therapists in their offices for one, two, or at events. So like, for example, Southwest have offices everywhere, nationally, internationally, where he sends massage therapists once he interviews them, so they actually have a good therapist there that's certified and competent, okay? He talks about in an interview, his big break with these companies, but also too, with his ability to work with other people, the therapists, understand what a competent therapist should be. In episode number six, we talked to Mike, the owner of New You Fitness in Fontana. He specializes in one-on-one training with his clients, and also includes nutritional counseling with them as part of their training. With Mike's new clients, he tries to build trust with them over a period of days and weeks, so understand he's there for them. Because facility is open from 5 in the morning till night, he is there the all day for them. Clients have no chance of escaping. Anytime they can get in to train with him, he'll be there. He talks about his clients long-term, which I focus on with my patients too, is understanding not only do they physically get healthier, but the nutrition too, they have conditions to where they can lower the medication use and also lower blood pressure and high cholesterol gets better too. We talked about supplements and the use of them, sometimes overused to make people more, if you want to call it, dependent on them versus their normal diet and normal eating. Mike also explains that with women, there is no real fear of getting big like a man would. Women's estrogen levels allow them to stay thin, so working out allows them to burn more calories and lose more weight over time. I feel Mike has the experience, the knowledge, and also nutritional counseling to understand how to get you healthy. So when you trust Mike, basically let him do all the work for you. You just got to show up. All right, so that's episode number six, Mike of You New Fitness. In episode number seven, Alex of the Claremont Healing House talks about how to keep our body healthy from the inside by detoxification. Okay, she does foot baths, she does colonics for one too, other things also. In our talk, she wants us to understand the difference between antibiotics and probiotics, detoxing through juicing, also detoxing through sweating, working out the benefits of that, and also to how do we keep our overall body healthy and how our gut is so important to do that. And so we put in our body, sometimes we sit there for a long, long time, causing cancers, causing diseases. Understanding that by doing things now prevents those long-term conditions, especially if you want to live to an older age. All right, so I hope you enjoyed the episode with Alex. And again, go to our show notes, you can actually see your information there. In episode number eight, we talked to Dan McGuire of Right at Home Healthcare. As a chiropractor, sometimes I see people after an injury, short-term, long-term, long-term problems to where I have scar problems with scar tissue with my patients where it takes a long time to recover, even with chiropractic care and physical therapy. With Dan McGuire, we talked about home care versus medical care, getting the right care now through a CNA. At that point, you prevent that long-term scar tissue from forming and sometimes causing permanent injuries, especially with our seniors, people over 65. Also, to be sitting down before you have an injury, especially as we're getting older, understand setting a budget, setting a plan with your family so you don't end up doing things DIY on your own. And also hiring someone on the spot, you have an actual plan, because sometimes these problems come in emergency situations, so you don't want to panic, you want to have something in place. So at that point, your family gets the best care, and you as a family member don't have to quit your job or take time off of work or take time away from family. Even though you're not a professional home care person, you try your best. And understanding sometimes that isn't the best for your family member. Dan also talks about sundowners, how that affects seniors, especially after an injury, and also about CNAs. We talked a second ago about how they're certified. You want to make sure you're paying for the right assistant, especially if you're not going to be in the home with them when your family member's recovering, so they're qualified to help them both on a physical sense, getting in and out of bed, getting help them change, help them shower, but also there's a medical emergency going on, taking care of that same time too. All right, so hope you enjoyed this quick talk in episode 8 with Dan McGuire of Right at Home Healthcare. In episode 9, we talked to Narima Murphy, a licensed clinical mental health therapist. I want to make sure I read that properly. And she's in Upland, and she specializes in children and teenage therapy. Her biggest thing is removing the stigma especially for parents, understand seeing a therapist is sometimes a good checkup just to see where you are and your kid is too, and how you're relating with them, especially when they're going through their early teenage years, even before that. Also, he talks about normal child behavior, even teenage behavior. What is normal, and what is a good normal range to be in, especially as a child? Again, us being parents, sometimes we've been gone for so long from being a child, it's hard to relate to them. Okay. Also, too, going back to parents, parent involvement in therapy, especially after therapy, how do you help them? Children sometimes cope, and sometimes give them the space to realize they can deal a lot of these things on their own once they have the space to actually think about it and do their normal play to figure things out on their own too. Okay. Also, too, Narima talks about medication, when, if and when it might be appropriate with a psychiatrist. Also, too, the effects, the natural effects of being hydrated, nutrition as a way, and even exercise too, as a way to stay healthy naturally, to tolerate those stresses and get yourself more relaxed, especially as a child, sometimes you don't know what to eat or how much you should exercise, so actually the parent being involved in that too. All right, so I hope you enjoy episode number 9 with Narima. In episode number 10, we talked to Brian, the new manager at Crunch Fitness in Upland. This is a very simple gym, and I like it because it allows you to get in there for very low cost, because their club is focused on keeping their overhead low, and they basically transfer their savings to the actual members. So their fees are, I think, the lowest in the area for one too, for a corporate club. And by doing that, it gets you in the gym to where you actually see the benefit just to get started. And what they offer too is a buddy system where you bring a friend in for free for a period of time. At that point, someone that may be more experienced allows you to see exactly how to work out, so you get the habits of going there and staying there over time, so you get yourself healthy. And again, that leads to de-stressing your body to avoid medical conditions, but also long-term keeps your body healthy to tolerate the stress of everyday life. Okay. Also with Crunch Fitness, they allow members as young as 12 years old, especially coming with a guardian or a family member, at that point, train our kids younger. At that point, they know what to do, so when they get into a high school level where they don't really focus on their form of technique, you as a parent or a guardian can help them with that, so they go into a college or high school setting, understanding how to stay healthy and avoid injury, especially working out. And again, we talked about habit training a second ago. Also, too, with Crunch Fitness, they allow people to come in, again, as a friend or as a friend of a member, to help with rehab. Sometimes people will need a nurse's aide to come in there with them, maybe a senior or someone that is recovering from an injury. That one allows that process too, all right? So again, a normal, easy, simple gym for a very low cost, Crunch Fitness in Upland, episode number 10. In episode number 11, we talked to Stephanie, one of the owners of Om Sweet Om Pilates Center in Upland. And it's a center meaning that it has Pilates, it has cranial sacral therapy, it has physical therapy too, and even some yoga. As a chiropractor, you always push, okay, I'm going to see you for your spinal conditions, help neuropathy, help some joint motion, help take away the pain. What are you going to do next? Stephanie offers a center where they allow things, especially people over 40, 30 years old, to get healthy in a safe environment and prevent injury when they're working out, especially during the rehab phase after an injury. In our interview, we talk about differences of yoga versus Pilates. Also, she makes it very clear, and I understood, that allow with Pilates allows you to have a better firing pattern with your muscles. Again, once you start lifting heavier weights or more endurance training too, prevents injury by having a better firing pattern and more body awareness too. So you know how your body's moving at a slow amount, especially with resistance too. So we're going to understand how body should move normally. Again, better technique by doing normal activities throughout the day, making your body stronger and healthier. And all we realize too with Stephanie, other trainers too, they're all certified Pilates trainers and instructors. So you're getting the best bang for your buck. We talked about with Pilates, it offers resistance training through the Cadillac, through reformers for one too. Allows your body to go through different motions so you see how things should fire properly, get stronger very efficiently with these machines. And this allows people, for example, her testimonials, people with Parkinson's to improve, people with neck pain to improve, people to actually feel they can live an easier life, especially as they get older, and not stop doing things where they feel old. Again, as I promoted too, with working out and with stress, with what we're doing, when you move better and get your body to move and get a little bit stronger, it makes your body reduce stress by relaxing. Also gets you to sleep better too, because realize your nervous system works off of hormones, and when they work together, there's a feedback loop to where your body can relax more, you sleep better, you recharge better, you feel better, you have a better attitude too. Okay. At the end too, Stephanie does talk about Pilates versus CrossFit and weightlifting. Again, this allows Pilates to you to work out in a safe environment to prevent injury. That's going to be the biggest thing that I've seen with Stephanie at Om Sweet Om Pilates Center in our episode number 11. In episode number 12, we talked to Gentrell, the owner of Uno Zero Fitness, and he was a master trainer in the Army. and also presently a college cadet trainer in the Claremont Colleges, and now is a public trainer too, so personal trainer in the public domain. Okay, and part of that too, what he's learned the last 10 plus years, and now starting his own personal training company, is really what we have to focus on is when we do an assessment, especially with his recruits when he was doing boot camps with new recruits, is understanding, checking for weaknesses, understanding with the assessment itself too. This allows you to understand when you're going to work out, you prevent injuries by understanding the right movement you should be doing, and if you're doing it wrong, when you start lifting heavier weights, which he does with his clients, it makes them cause injuries. So that's why, myself too included, go to the gym for a while, you want to go a little bit heavier, you want to lift a little bit heavier weight, get a little bit stronger, and you go back because you cause an injury. You go back and forth, back and forth. What Gentrell does help you understand, okay, where's the injury, where's the weak part of your chain, at that point get it stronger, and then everything else gets stronger with it, okay? Importance of us too is with training, is understanding flexibility, especially with guys too. We're very, very ignorant, and sometimes impatient to spend some time flexing, not flexing, but becoming flexible before we start lifting heavy weights, even stretching afterwards too, okay? Also, we talked about too, Gentrell and I, ego versus patience. What that means as a trainee, understanding when we can take the time and do it the right way, again, can build a good foundation. We can build and get heavier and lift heavier weights, over our body can get stronger, okay? Also, with his facility, he uses an app that controls what you do, how much you have to do every day, even when you're not training with him, because you're a personal trainer, not with him 24/7. So with this app, it allows you to monitor and put in your nutrition every day, what you've been eating, also what you're doing outside it, so you become accountable, not to yourself, but also him, so he can check on you and really stalk you in a sense to where he understands what you're doing outside, so you see overall benefits when you do train with him, okay? Part of training too, as some people don't realize, when you train and are effectively training physically, it will sometimes feel terrible, okay, as Gentrell says, but you have to get over that, so after the first 14 days, you feel, okay, now I've improved, now I have an attitude change, now I feel a difference. And the long-term benefits of training, too, is your body actually changes chemistry and hormonally, so your overall body, we talked about before in other episodes, is it changes so your body can stay healthy, okay? Again, getting off medications, getting your body to feel better and stay better, so even those stressors you had, say, 30 days ago is the same stressors, working, driving to work, kids being at home for one, too, they stay the same, your body tolerates that more, so you're not that grouchy person or have to take the medications, all right? So, and again, Gentrell tells us the end goal with his clients, see at the very end of his episode, and understand, are my end goal with my patients, too, is I don't want to see you because you're doing better. You've learned habits to stay healthy, right? So hope you enjoy episode number 12 with Gentrell of Uno Zero Fitness. And to wrap up the whole overall first 12 episodes and my first experience doing a podcast, again, thank you for being patient with me. Understand everything we're going to do, these interviews for 1-2, going in the future, I already have 3 or 4 lined up for next year that I've already done, haven't posted them yet. Everything we do allows you to understand that if I stick with something for 2-3 months minimum, I'm going to see results by professionals, experts in that field that I want help with. Realize a lot of people understand that I may be working out, but I may still be in a cage because my body inside is still toxic. How do I do that? By seeing people like Alex help detoxify my body. Or if I'm doing a detox and I'm feeling pretty good, what's my next step? Do I see a trainer? Do I go to Pilates? Do I go to yoga? And these interviews hopefully help you understand the best benefit for you so overall you can get yourself overall healthy for 2018 and stay healthy. Again, I've talked about other podcasts and especially my workshops that I did not post on here, my workshops, how the body, when we move properly, when our body is feeling good from the inside, overall it causes a chemical reaction in your brain, a hormonal response to your overall body. Hormones go through your bloodstream, it affects every cell and every tissue in your body to stay healthy and stay at a higher function. So the stressors we deal with every day don't affect us to make our body sick and need medications or surgery. So whatever you do for 2018, start moving. Keep your body moving. Learn the right simple things to do and eat so your body can stay healthy and enjoy a healthy and hopefully productive life. Again, thank you for sticking with me for the first 12 episodes of the Crooked Spine Show. In the show notes, again, I'm going to have the post of all these interviews in there. So go right to their post with their links and see exactly how to contact them specifically or in my YouTube channel or Facebook too. Contact me. I'll give the right information, give the direct number for them so you can actually get yourself healthy. Again, getting things started in the right way so you don't have to see us long term because you've maintained good habits. All right? Hope you enjoy a successful 2018. I'll be back on the 14th. Of January to a couple weeks break, get ourselves ready for the next year and get going. All right, so have a good day, and we'll see you on that episode on the 14th of January.